I'm recording, babe. We're gonna start the apprenticeship diaries right now.
Alrighty.
Welcome to the apprenticeship diaries, where raw meets refined.
Let's be real, we're still working on refined.
What it took, what it takes, and the stories that are made.
Join us as we learn from professionals about how their stories began.
I think I'm very dedicated to having fun this time.
Yeah, totally. Just shoot from the hip.
Hi, listeners. We're coming at you. This is our 64th episode.
I thought that was last week was 64.
Was it?
This might be 65.
Maybe you're right.
Hold on.
No. Thanksgiving. Tadsgiving. Isn't that...
My bad, because we did a live episode last week.
We did.
That's what it was. So technically, I guess this is episode 64 then.
Yes.
Unless you want to count the live episode.
We had three of those now? Three or four?
Yeah. They're in their own little pocket.
Well, we're actually on Podbean right now. So I was looking through all of the different things on Podbean here. I hope to God this isn't a boring episode, folks.
Oh, it totally won't be. It's not going to be as long as the normals because we're going to just go over a few things.
Yeah, we're going over stuff. So,
yep.
I just wanted to do, like, we're approaching the end of the year, and I feel like, I feel like we're doing pretty good. I wanted everybody to know that I'm looking at our statistics on our Podbean site.
Talk about some stats.
So, where your audience comes from. This is an interesting thing right now. We got seven people in Canada. Woo woo! Shout out to you.
What's that about?
We have 67 people in the United States. This is all on Podbean, by the way.
USA.
We got one person in Belgium, and I imagine that's Tony Scientific.
No, I thought he lived in Germany.
Oh, yeah, that's
damn,
true.
Damn, so not even he's listening.
Well, maybe not on Podbean or through... I don't know how it works here. So the download sources. So this is downloads that have happened on our site. See, I'm learning all this, folks. I'm not that smart. So I'm trying to figure out how to be smart. And I'm just taking you guys on the journey with me. And, maybe if you can inform me of things, like, I'm looking to learn. I'm looking for people to throw knowledge at me. So 20% of our downloads come from Spotify, which we're linked to, that share our podcast. Apple Podcasts is the next. It's 18.7%. Google Chrome is the next one, 14.7%. And then iHeartRadio actually is 10.7%. So that's how our listeners rate. And then Podbean itself, as far as our following, is 10.67% as well. So that's pretty cool. Just looking at the stats, our most download episode thus far was our last one, our Thanksgiving
episode.
Yeah. I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
Do you think it was like the muscly turkey?
I don't know. Or maybe the day it was Thanksgiving.
So I'm trying to loosen up, folks. It's really hard. It's really hard.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it might be because everybody was off for Thanksgiving. Well, damn near everybody was off. I don't know. It was Monday.
Yeah, it was Monday.
We're trying to do a statistical analysis
of
data.
Apparently, Tuesday is our most download-worthy day. Somewhere at like 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. rather. 12 a.m.
Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday at 12 a.m. is the top. And then in December, December 1st was our most daily listeners. We had on that day we had 20 listeners.
But that's cool. Just the stats for Podbean, right?
Yeah, this is just Podbean.
Can we get other stats?
Well, Podbean is our host, so that's what hosts our actual podcast. So yeah. this is the service that pay.
Wait, I used to have
that creates the RSS. Is it RSS feed or RRS? RSS feed.
What the hell did I have? I forgot what the fuck app that was I had on my phone. I took it off because it was just sapping my battery because I've had the same phone for like 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I take care of myself now. But I had it and then I took it off. Spotify. I was listening to us on Spotify. Is there Spotify stats? We are on Spotify.
Just about where people source our internet. We do have a Spotify account. I do believe that.
Can we take a look at that?
Yeah, I'd have to look it up. Let me see if it's going to come up.
Get the stats. This is like what Joe Rogan does.
No. You're pointing at me like Joe Rogan does, and you're asking me to look it up like Young Jamie, as if I can even compare to that guy. Fuck. Like, I don't got nothing on that dude. That's crazy. It's saying I forgot my password, even though this is the password that is programmed in here. So I don't know what's happening right now. If the password that is programmed in here right now is not working, then I'm lost. I'm a lost soul.
Nah.
Why do I feel like we... Oh, that's sweet. Why do I feel like...
Oh, here's a PSA. If you are a hunter in Maryland, it is now legal in all counties to use straight-walled cartridge rifles, which is 444, 44, 357, 450 Bushmaster, 4570, those cartridges. That just happened this year. And honestly, if you haven't hunted before, and you're thinking about trying it, please do it. Because guess what? You will stock your freezer and it is 100% organic. Did you log in?
Not the right one. Which is not helpful. Why did I feel like we did it under your Spotify account? But I could be wrong.
I definitely don't remember my freaking password for that shit. Check this out.
Huh.
After 51 years, the Zodiac Killer's cipher has been solved by Amata Code Breakers.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they're saying, and I'm just like, whatever.
And you're just like, whatever. And then is it a teaser or does it go on to say the article that actually breaks it down?
It's just, I was, you know, flipping through the news. And then apparently Toyota is supposed to unveil an electric car with a 10-minute fast charging solid state.
This is my life, folks. Year. He gives me a task. He makes me look up things and then he hits me with random Snapple facts.
Snapple facts. Yep. Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
Rare Christmas star to light up night sky for first time in hundreds of years. Jupiter and Saturn will appear to be so close from Earth on December 21st that they'll look like one gigantic shining star. That is awesome. The planets of Jupiter and Saturn will appear, weather permitting, on the winter solstice to be so close from Earth that they'll look like one gigantic shining star, even though they'll actually be 450 million miles apart.
Babe, can I not look up this right now? I can look it up on my phone when I'm downstairs, because I'm not finding it on my computer, and I must have changed my password at some point. And it's
all good.
I'm able to access on my phone, but I'm not able to access here. And I feel like I am taking our listeners' time.
No, we're doing an overview.
Yeah, we're doing an overview. Some cool happenings.
And like, we want to know what everybody thinks of the funny memes.
Well, yes. Yes. We want to know about how you guys feel about Rico.
Realistically, though, stat-wise, like, the likes and stuff tell you everything you need to know.
The stat-wise? The amount of likes
something gets. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's like the IG thing. If it gets more likes, it's clearly liked.
Well, I do think we should get our listeners to, like, rein in on this. I feel like beggars can't be choosers at a certain point, but I do think it's a philosophy of, like, sorry to say so many likes, a philosophy of how you want to establish yourself in the beginning and what kind of things you want to be said about you early on. So definitely avoid a lot of things that you just don't like. Something that I don't like is I don't like fair weather fans. Like, I don't like fickle people who just, you know, like things and then you don't like, you know, they don't like it. They're like not your people anymore. I mean, it's fine.
Welcome
it's not
the world of the NFL.
It's neither here nor there to me. However, I would rather have quality people. So our need to grow is not imperative. Like, I feel like it's going to be a slow thing that I knew would be slow because fucking A, people, I'm doing a lot of shit.
And I don't know the tech part of this shit yet.
And I'm trying to teach him. He actually did really good. Tell him what you did.
Yeah, I never used a Mac either, so I grew up on PC. But I haven't used a computer in a long time.
He turned it on. This shit's intimidating, folks. Like, there's a lot of knobs that we don't understand. This whole
Because we have basically like this is a soundboard, right?
Which is not even like accurate, by the way.
Guitar pedal. Huh? Honestly, it looks like it is. I mean, it really is for, I think, a guitar. That's why your cousin suggested that you use it.
Yeah, but we don't actually need it. We need
But it's got shit tons of stuff for
we need like a pre-Sonos guitar box that actually came with the whole starter kit, but I didn't get the whole starter kit. I just got the software. And we don't even have to get that brand, but like something like that, apparently, because right now our tracks are recording each other as well, which they're not supposed to do that. They're supposed to be independent so that you're able to control how things come in, what like space is in between talking, like when you're talking. If we were to talk over each other, we could edit that and things like that, apparently. So when you record things like that and they're not recording each other, which they're doing right now because of this particular this board, it's not, from my understanding, it's not supposed to be doing that. So we need a different setup. Eric apologized. Hi, Eric. Eric apologized.
Does he even listen to us?
I don't know. But he's trying to help. Like, he's trying to offer me his
hey, this is like
his expertise. You know,
it's funny. There was a guy that ran for like some kind of political position in India.
Yeah.
And he got only like 5 total votes in the entire, like, I guess, area he was in. And he was he was so upset because he had like 11 family members.
Ow. Ow.
And he's devastated.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm gonna have to see that motherfucker's campaign before I judge. You know, like, what if he's one of those guys who just like decided,
like, motherfucker, I know you. I don't want you running shit.
Yeah, like,
or, I've got enough of your shit for a lifetime already.
Or just like, or what if he just didn't try and you were like, come on, bro, you can't be president. You're like, nah. That's like writing in Mickey Mouse.
Maybe that's
at this
what W says to Jeb.
I don't know.
Oh, you can't be president.
You can't be president. Oh, no, that's terrible. Let's get off that. So we met cool friends this week. We did a live broadcast and we met Planet ADHD. It's a live show on Podbean. Huh? Rebecca and Brian are on there. They're the hosts and they dip into random topics. They do a D&D like explain, like, they're, I think they're doing a campaign, but like
Dunkin' and Donuts.
Brian He does a lot of, it's Father Brian is what it is, and Mother Rebecca. And I don't know if that's an allusion to, like, just their names or, like, their faith. I'm not sure. They're cool. But they're groovy. We said it was actually, if you guys are listening, if you do listen to us, Brian, it was actually Rico who said that you were a
redneck Casey Kasem.
Yep, a redneck Casey Kasem. So if you guys listen to them, they're fun. They're really fun. And Liz, we love you. She joined us. She was the majority of the time through. And then we had a listener, I'm Your Huckleberry is what it was. I don't know what their actual name is, but
that's Doc Holliday.
That's their name. So yeah, this is our 64th episode.
Yep.
So far to date, we've had 4,745 downloads total.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Damn. It's pretty cool.
Did not know that.
Yep. We're
that's pretty cool.
We're ticking down the end of 2020. I want to get an interview with a friend of mine that has been my friend ever since I really got back into hair. Like, it was my second apprenticeship.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Walker. I'd mm-hmm. like to get her on here. She's a freelance artist. She's been a freelance artist as far back as I've known her. Before that, she was in medical care and everything like that. She's a really cool person. I've known her whole family. I've done all of her family's hair. And she's an amazing artist. And it would be really cool to, like, hear about her journey. She's taught classes. I've actually nude modeled for her. For a group of kids that were high school students that needed that kind of thing, you know, like
yes,
they were all girls. I don't know if they were like yes, maybe I don't know, but it was fun because like in my career, like I was in college, I think at this now I was right out of college, like I wasn't too far out of college, and. No, I dropped out of college and I had some hard knocks and then I came back and then I did that. I think I was like around 25 and I just had that in high school. I had nude modeling come to my high school class because I went to a magnet program. So we had nude modeling in class because I did painting and drawing classes. That's and cool. They had them. So, and it was just distinct, the difference. Between the portfolios that had nude modeling, figure drawing, life drawing skills, what their odds were of getting an art school. It was really phenomenal. What their, you know, that kind of education and that kind of input or that kind of, and I want everybody to know, like, it was just a priority of my family to kind of zero in on things that I love to do. And just keep giving them to me. Like, they just let me kind of geek out about something and just kept feeding it to me. And they were like, how can we gear this towards something that she's going to love to do forever? And they just kept feeding me education. And like for every single Christmas, I would want art supplies and I'd want something like that. I remember one year I wanted, babe, this says so much about who I am today. So if it was not art supplies, since we're approaching Christmas, this is the things that I wanted. It was either something fashion, which my Aunt Bar was always great at. So that says a lot about me now.
Which is crazy because like I've seen her fashion evolve, so to speak, over the years from pictures that I've seen. And I'm just like, why was something cut? She looked like Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber with the bangs.
Well, it was actually.
Why would you clip them?
I think
like,
I feel like it was like
away, like a straight line.
I want to say it was forehead. Like some model at the time that had done that. I think it was Isabella Rossellini had cut her hair like that, and I think my aunt was trying it on. And you know, it was just you're just not into it. It's a very like
no.
It's like
people.
A it's a very Art people. Deco kind of like.
I'm telling you, no,
you know, coffee
nope.
shop kind of look.
No, nope.
Beatniky. Yeah,
that,
I don't know.
That looks like the who the fuck did your hair?
Don't be mean. So, but she always gave me the best like cool shit. Like, she just likes to play with that stuff, so it was always fun, and promoted that. And then I remember one year I wanted a rabbit fur coat.
Nice.
I mean, as a kid, I was like, you know what I want? I want like 50 rabbits to lose their lives so that I have a fur coat.
Did you literally say that as a
no.
child?
No. Oh. But that's like the reality of it. Like,
I mean, if they're being eaten.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're big rabbits. Like, I mean, I was not that big of a person at that point, but like, I got a rabbit fur coat. My mom was like, who is this kid and what kind of fucking taste does she have? And then I wanted a typewriter one year. Like, I've always wanted something that, like, was about writing my thoughts down. I always liked the idea of journaling, but never dedicated. Like, I've always had a short attention span, I think, for things, which is why I probably tattoo the way I do. You know, it has realism, it has dedication, it has focus, but it's also, like, it's not like perfect realism. It's just well done and like has a look to it that I think carries as a solid piece of art. But mm-hmm. like it's, I do things fairly fast at this point, I feel.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. And then you've done like on Dawn's Arm, the ice cream sundae. It's very small, but yet it had a lot of detail in there. That thing looked like it was popping.
Yeah. It is a cute little sundae. But yeah.
Shout out to Dawn Garrett.
Dawn Garrett, my cousin.
She's down on the Monocacy.
Yep. Yep. If you guys don't know, it's in Tawnytown.
Yeah. The Monocacy.
The Monocacy. We have fun, man. Life is good.
Yes, it is.
So we're probably Rico's gonna put a lot more funny memes because he's, you know, he made a good point earlier in the week. He's like, you know, you can't educate people without humor, and it's nice to get people to just listen to us. He wants more people to listen or give us a try. I think that's a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me no shit though, folks, because I'm gonna take some fair weather bullshit. You better know us. You better dedicate. You better try. We're trying. We're trying to figure shit out. I'm every day like trying to download new material, new things. There's a lot of things going on outside of the podcast. Why am I?
Yeah, like life and work.
Yeah. Because we're not making money at this yet, no, folks. We're just dumping stuff into it. But that's the thing is that like, okay, so one thing I can offer is that I've been suggesting a book to a couple people that were interested in tattooing as like a general thing. And I started rereading it too. And there's something that I feel like I've changed my mind on as something that I can share openly. And I think it's a good admission, something that I've changed my mind about. I no longer think that I should negate coil machines as a needed thing when it comes to teaching people how to tattoo. I think that...
Is there a weight difference?
Yes. But not like... I mean, it depends on the machine. It depends on how it's made. I mean, you've got some really nice machine builders out there now that I'm pretty sure could compete with that. I feel like my machine right now, my Dan Kubin, is... shout out to Eric Pavenzi for that recommendation. It's been an amazing machine. Bob. He loves saying your name like that, man. It's like Fanny Dorsey. Every time we go to the street, Rico's got to say it like that. It's hilarious. So I've been rereading this book, and it was just a very foundational thing. Eric Alan. Is it Alan? Alan. It's Eric Alan. Okay. I'm sorry if I butchered your name, dude. It's either Al-Anon or Al-Anon or Alan. But it's spelt differently. So I'll spell it so that you guys can decide because I don't claim to be good at reading either. It's E-R-I-C-K Alayon. How would you say that?
Alayon.
Alayon?
Alayon.
Jesus Christ.
It's a goddamn alien.
I'm fucked. So he wrote a book a long time ago. Sounds like a Brit
saying alien.
And it was all about like the machine parts of coil machines. And then I looked him up and I remember the book having a lot of typos, but it like didn't matter. Like even then, as you're reading it, as somebody who really is interested in it and you're like sincerely trying to, you know, learn these things. You know, the body and the machine is like the actual, you know, all the set screw and all these different components that like make it all up, and you're trying to memorize these things and how to use them. I remember not caring about, and he comments in the foreword of this new book, which is apparently the combination of all the books. He's like, I never knew I'd be fucking criticized for my goddamn, you know, grammar here, folks. Like, do you understand that this shit, when I started tattooing, I was chastised for putting out this book. I was like, people were like, how fucking dare you share the secrets of our craft? Like, he's like, but I believe educated people are better than not educated people. And he's like, you know, you were just lucky to have somebody that was willing to show you shit when I did things. So I feel like this is a good book to start with. I'm rereading. I can't say I'm rereading it. I gave away, and I forget who I gave it away to, that book to a newbie artist. It was probably one of my former coworkers. I'm not sure, but it was a good book, and it was all about coil machines. But the reason why I've gone back to that is just simply that, you know, I want to learn from my experience with Andrea. I don't ever claim folks to be, I'm trying to be more humble, I'm trying to reflect, you know, day by day, you know, be your better self. I'm recommending it. I don't claim to be perfect. But like, one thing that I observed was that she was really trying to harness line quality immensely in her pursuit. And line quality is not a big factor in my work. I mean, it's there. It's a thing, but it's not a thing at the same time. Like watercolor tattoos, like the line quality can have variance at certain points because it just kind of adds at the look of that, those happy accidents at times and just like different things. What, hun? Your face. Babe.
What?
We're on a podcast.
I know. I just put my hand on the desk and the one corner started sinking down. And I was like, what the fuck?
How stoned are you?
Not at all.
The one corner of the desk started sinking?
Yeah, because like it looks like it's separate from the actual rest of the thing, the desk. Yeah. No, but like it can lift the top.
The top can lift off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're breaking down the desk?
Yep, because I just put my hand on it to all our listeners, and the corner was like, listen.
Oh, and you can hear it kind of depressing.
Yep. So I was like, what the fuck?
Sorry, guys. I got to check in every once in a while where this guy goes when I'm talking.
To the great beyond.
Jesus, you're hilarious. So getting back. I've taken this back. I feel like coils are necessary. I feel like I would really like to reinvest. I remember coils being a superior line is all I'm saying. My Dan Kubins are really great. I'm feeling a lot better about the line quality that I'm getting from them as a machine. I think they're universally better than a lot of the pens that I've used as far as lining. The reason why this is important to me is just because I want diversity with my machines, not to say I can't own multiple machines or have multiple setups in one tattoo. I just simply, you know, in the pursuit of a machine that like you can travel with and can kind of accommodate all your needs, I would just like to, you know, find a machine that is universal like that. And it's pretty neat when you can. Economically, you know, I feel like it's a good call, and Dan's a very good machine builder, so it's awesome.
Yeah, as soon as he puts them up there, they're gone.
They're gone.
The tattoo machines fascinate me, though. Like, I don't know how to tattoo, but I just like the machines.
We're gonna do a machine building day. I think it's gonna be fun. We'll get a couple kits on how to build a liner and a shader, and do that. And I think that'd be really cool. And you know, it'd be cool if we like, you know, we have a Patreon account. We haven't really added anything that was like bonus material. That might be a cool bonus material kind of thing that we do for like anybody who wants to donate money to us. We can put it on our Patreon site. You know, we could record it. And mm-hmm. have a fun day where we just record doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be fun. And maybe people might learn something. Who knows? I mean, you know, we will. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. I like some hands-on knowledge, folks. Rico just was able to open up our software and get to it. And he's never used a Mac before. And we're both exploring this together. So it's something where... you know, we're all in foreign territory and we're being good and learning a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. That was a very long run-on sentence. but yeah,
it's okay to say it, just not on paper.
Yeah. I guess. I was criticized in Toastmasters for that. That was something I did.
Well, that's guess what? This is a radio show.
Wow. That's what Rico likes to call it, folks.
I mean, that's what it is. Like, podcast is just like this new word. Yeah, it's a fucking radio show.
What's your philosophy
show.
On it? Kirk out for a second.
My philosophy is it's another bullshit-ass title created by the new generation.
This is what he feels about what we're doing.
Podcast. We're not inside a pod of any kind.
We're in our home.
And cast. Like, I understand, like, we're the cast, but still, this is a radio show.
But do you understand that it's an individual endeavor?
Like NPR.
Like, we don't have an actual, like, network yet, because there's not a bunch of shows.
Yeah, but it's still a radio show.
Yeah, but we're not a bunch of shows. We're not, like, a network. We're not, like,
We don't have to be a network to be a radio show.
You're right. You're technically right. You're technically right.
Welcome to the show. The show called The Apprentice.
That's
Diaries.
Why your current meme was so funny. Episode. You're so your meme was.
Yeah,
so funny.
That was. I was like, dude,
everybody's
spot on
podcasting.
Everybody has a freaking podcast.
Yeah, but it's going to be the dedicated ones that rise to the top, right? The ones that really push through, that keep hammering at it, that keep.
Radio.
Yeah, but like the people that keep going, right?
The keep on keeping on, like the garden. You got to dig it.
Yep. That's one of our memes, too.
Joe Dirt.
You gave me that meme. Yeah. By the way, everybody, Rico, as much as those memes are like Apprenticeship Diary memes that I've kind of created a background for, Rico has given me all of those memes as...
And a majority of the quotes?
No, that's what I'm saying. You've given me the
quotes.
Well,
those aren't memes. Memes are funny.
But I made the memes. Well, so those aren't technically memes?
No, memes are funny.
Oh, like, okay. So minor.
Yeah,
you're teaching me.
Yeah, a meme is just, it's supposed to be funny.
Oh, I thought it was.
I believe.
Okay, no, you're right. You're probably right.
That's what a meme is.
I'm probably technically.
The quotes are just
quotes. Or quotes are content. They're just content.
No, it's just a quote that you can see. It's just like, you know what Facebook and everything is? Just like a giant collage.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just scrolling through a book of a collage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. But yeah, Rico is a superior meme finder.
Meme lord.
He has a great sense of humor. He's really good at helping me.
I get all my memes when I'm taking a shit.
One of our friends, Nicole, she's been on our podcast before. She's interviewed. Hi, Nicole.
Our dog.
Rico's going to steal your puppy.
His name is not going to be Oliver.
Oh, no.
His name is now Nikolai.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's going to steal him. Anyway, she came over our house at one point and hung out with us, and she was like laughing hysterically at Rico. She was like, oh, my God. And they're like siblings. It's like... that kind of relationship. She just he's like a younger brother to her, even though she's younger than him.
I know.
He just is always poking. It's like, ha, ha.
Yep.
Hilarious. But yeah, folks, we're gonna. He wants a puppy so bad.
Man, everybody's getting a puppy, and I'm just like, this is bullshit.
It's Christmas, and everybody's inside.
I'm trying, but that's awesome. I'm glad because there's a lot of dogs that are going to be really happy, and they're going to form real good bonds with their owners.
There is a lot of depressed people that need dogs.
Yeah, seriously. if you're seriously.
Yeah.
No bullshit. If you're depressed, go get a kitten. Or a dog. If you're a person that, you know, works a lot and you don't really have time to... A kitten, man, a cat is, like Amy has stated to me numerous times, they're more independent. That is 100% true. You just got to make sure they got fresh food and water. And, you know...
And or the water is separate. Like it's
yeah, you keep the water and the food separate. Like, I buy, like, the feeders and the water thing because, like... And we get them the tender cut, so it's, like, dry food and the wet food in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get them the wet food because they're spoiled. But, like, you have a big water thing, so you only have to fill it up like once every 3 weeks because it's like a gigantic couple gallon thing of water.
I know. Our cat Ickes is sleeping between us right now, yeah. So he's like Rico's trying to envision him as a dog every day, but every day I think a little piece of him is like, oh man, I want a puppy.
Yeah, totally.
He wants a puppy, and I get it. I'm just trying to do as little irrational things as possible, and I'm finding it really hard to do. Like, there's been a lot of, like, I don't know, a lot of shit in 2020 we've had to, like, push through. I feel for a lot of people mm-hmm. who have lost people who are out there hustling, that are on the front lines of COVID, the people that yeah. are...
Depression has exploded.
Yeah, all of those things. You know,
suicide has gone through the roof because of all this shit. So, like, if you're, you know, not feeling good, man, and you need to talk to somebody, talk to one of your friends or something, dude. You don't have to go to a professional. None of that, you know, like, just go talk to somebody, dude. Just get it out. A lot of times, a lot of people just need to talk to somebody.
Yep, absolutely. And, I don't
because
know.
You have to outlive your enemies, okay?
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Well, and if you can't, like, I feel like a lot of it is, like, just try to stick together, folks. Like, try to qualify the people in your life maybe a little more. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I'm trying to do, is trying to hone in on the people that matter most, that I feel like will propel me most. As selfish as that seems, like, I think that's what's important. What's that? Is that my phone?
Yep.
You brought up my phone?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I could have gotten on Spotify.
Well, you can still. you can still do that, actually.
Anyway.
Get her done.
Hilarious. I was just going to say, what the fuck was I saying? I was distracted entirely. See, this is the reason why there's too much shit going on. This is what I was talking about. I'm doing shit all the time. It's too much.
I forgot as well.
It's too much. It's crazy. Everything on Spotify is asking me to buy into something. Do you ever find that with this shit, folks? Like, everything makes you, like, you know, buy into something else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't even know. I think I just have the Spotify app. I don't even know if I'm in my actual thing here. I don't even know if it's going to give me stats on our podcast. Who knows? Let me see. I'm in our podcast right now.
All
right. I'm following our podcast.
Up, Ravens play the Browns tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Damn, the Browns are 9-3. Yeah. About to be 9-4. We're about to be 8-5.
So, it doesn't say anything here, dude.
You know we suck when the Browns are doing better.
It's okay. It's okay. Everybody's dealing with shit. That's what I was saying. People are dealing with shit.
Yes.
Shit. Everybody... We're all dealing. There's so much. Be kind to yourself. Breathe in, breathe out. We're getting guns. We're practicing with guns. Rico's going to kill us a deer this year. I'm positive. We haven't gotten one yet.
Nope. Going to put some meat in the freezer.
But he's got his license ready to go.
Yep.
He's got his, you know, we're above board people. Like, we're not trying to do anything wrong. We're just trying to keep our skills sharp. And we're trying to stay in touch with you, create more content all the time. Oh, that's something I wanted to say. I don't know if I'm crazy, folks, but I joined Jason Stapleton's Publish 365 challenge. He always says Jason Statham. You have your do you realize that you're like a soundboard in itself, like just like automatically like you just say I'm joining Jason Stapleton from Wealth, Power, and Influence. I've quoted him on our IG account, and I believe I've shared stuff on Facebook. But if you guys haven't checked them out yet, I highly recommend it. I feel like it is a podcast all about building who you are as an entrepreneur, as a free thinker, as a person who doesn't like to hinge your bets on a lot of noise that is outside of you, and we can speculate about how much it's actually going to be something that you can control, I think is the ultimate thing, and that you can ultimately change. But you know, within all of these things, there's only so much you can do. Wow. But if you can make good choices for yourself, mm-hmm. that would be the most ideal thing. So he talks about that. He talks about current events. He's written a book that he gives out for free pretty much. What is your wow about?
I was just, you know, trying to find something funny to talk about.
And interrupt me? Are you serious?
No, I just accidentally said wow out loud. My brain did that. I saw it.
Can you pause for one more moment? Yes. And then I'm going to finish what I'm saying.
Yes.
So, guys, I agreed to do this challenge, and it means that I'm going to have to produce a thing of content every day for 365 days. Now, I am dedicating to this throughout all of my social media things. So I'm kind of skewing the challenge for myself, but I still think this is a challenge. If I have to create 365 separate pieces of content per day, I want to spread it out. You know, that means my tattoo page, my studio page, the podcast page, and my new modeling page. Then I have Facebook, Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things, plus Patreon, which I have to keep up better. I want to show you that so that maybe you can help me with that.
Mm-hmm.
This is my dedication, folks. I want to try and create content for you. I want to try to keep educating myself, pushing for you. Because, you know, you got to lead by example, right? So what is your funny?
Well, you know, reading headlines. You know, just like random,
uh-huh.
like not news, like bullshit ass politics, but just like news, like, you know, regular shit. Said this caption says 20 ways I learned, LEARNT, learned to save some extra money this year. It's learned.
Learned.
You remove the T, add ED.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
Oh, shit.
That's
remove
hilarious.
The T, add ED. Remove the testosterone and you get erectile dysfunction.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. What a cool
spin-off. Yeah, but it's from
spin-off.
Well, that's totally a fuck up.
Sydney
Morning Herald.
By the way, folks, I didn't
typo.
I didn't shout out the name of the book. That is a good book. It's called The Complete Art of Tattooing by Eric Alien. Eric, I'm sorry for butchering your name. Please forgive us. It's a good book. I'm enjoying it. And I think that if you have any interest in tattooing at all, that's a good one to check out. It'll give you a base knowledge. And I think it sets the groundwork for what you can hope to do successfully, right? Now, there's a lot of nuance to this and a lot of things that you find out in the trade. Once you've been in it a while, you find connections. Every business is about connections and ones that you've gone to. Of course, going to conventions and things like that. Things that we're not currently able to fuck do mm-hmm. right now. So we're going to have to catch a lot of things. One thing I want to actually make at one point, on Monday mornings, I believe that Reinventing the Tattoo has meetup art spaces where you can art jam. And I think it's Monday mornings. And then they have a drunken art jam as well, which is cool. I'd like to make that once, if not regularly. I think that'd be fun to like kind of commit to at some point. I don't want to set too many goals. I just think that it's cool to put stuff out there, since that's kind of what we do, is mm-hmm. talk about people, try to shout people out. Reinventing the Tattoo is a really, really good resource. I'm probably at some point going to be re-upping. In November, my subscription for last year ran out, so I have to renew it. I probably am, because it's a great resource, folks. So. Ooh,
you know what we have that I want to mess with? We got that TENS unit.
Yes. Yes. So that'll be really cool for my knee. For anybody that hasn't used, it's like a
electronic. I've never used one.
It's an electronic stimuli. Hopefully it doesn't kill us.
Put it on my face.
Can you imagine if it malfunctions? Jesus Christ.
Perma smile.
I just see you putting it around your neck and just. Just don't let the cats touch it, for God's sakes.
Wouldn't be good.
I don't know how this thing is going to work, but it's supposed to stimulate your muscles. It's supposed to be like a muscle stimulant. And we were curious. You know, we weren't day drinking or anything, but like it was kind of that kind of choice. Just being like, oh my God. It was the ads. The ads got us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how often... This is random, and then we can like wrap this up because I'm stretching. It's pretty good. We're doing like a 50-minute. That's pretty good.
Totally awesome.
Do you remember how many freaking commercials there would be if you wanted to watch like a movie on TV?
Or the Super Bowl.
Anything on TV. Yep. Do you remember?
Yep.
It's crazy.
Well, when we were little, there wasn't many commercials on TV, and then as we started getting older, fucking there's more and more, because, like, more influence from the media and shit like that, so.
You know what will happen to this podcast eventually? We'll have commercials.
I know.
Sorry, folks. It'll happen one day. We'll need help. We'll need people. Hey, let us know if there's any ones that you think that we should ask. I mean, I've liked a lot of the ones that I've heard of out there. I mean... Definitely Audible is something I can just shout out to anybody. I don't even care if we're being sponsored by them right now. I think we can even just get a free code from them and like put that out there. But like, I know, right? Fast, but that would be a huge sponsorship.
Oh my gosh.
But no, like things like, I think Joe Rogan is sponsored by ButcherBox. ButcherBox would be a cool one to like hit up, but I don't know how big we have to be. They seem like they're like big wig podcasts. I aspire to be one. I aspire for certain sponsorship. Why can't I speak today?
Aspire for certain sponsorship.
That's why I'm too espousy. That's what I meant.
Espousy.
Yeah. I can only dream, folks. This is a dream. We're making it happen. Hopefully one day somebody will pick us up, see some cool shit in us. Can I shout out all of my four Instagram accounts for accountability?
Yeah, whatever.
Cool. I don't know if this is too self-promoting, but here we go. Oh, and if you want to follow my cat too, he's Ickis the Black.
Yep.
It's I-C-K-U-S
okay. The Black. Ickis the Black.
I-C-K-U-S the Black. Okay. That's an IG. So if you want to follow my cat,
not to be confused with the Ickis from Arnold Monsters.
That'll give Rico some incentive to keep his content up because he's been lazy about it.
And
Rico,
well, he hasn't been doing any cool shit.
Are you fucking serious? Our cat does cool shit all the time.
No, he doesn't. I think
you've just been looking at too many goddamn other people's puppies and not appreciating the awesome buddy that you have right in front of you. He is so cool. All of my different platforms. I would be greatly appreciative. It'd be cool. You probably already are, most of you. My IG account is A Nichols Tattoos. It's A-N-I-C-H-O-L-L-S-T-A-T-T-O-O-S. My nude modeling account is Beyond the Pale Tattoos. And it's just like that. I mean, that's how it's felt.
And then,
my studio is Beyond the Pale Art Studio, just like that. And then there's us, of course. You have to be following us.
And then
us
there's mine, which is power_stoner.
Yes.
Power Stoner.
Power Stoner. And
very original Mopot.
If you really want to learn about weight training and everything, it's a great IG account to follow, because Rico is literally, he's just video logged his entire progress. So you can really take observance from like day one of his lifting and his body. Like, you can see a complete transformation. It's a really cool log.
Like 2 years ago.
And it's funny. He's funny. So I think that you guys will enjoy checking him out and following him. But like I said, you're probably following all our stuff anyway.
Or not.
Be shameless, folks. Have a good holiday season.
Fair weather fans, the lot of you.
We love you. No, they're not. They're not.
Oh, it's just like a football, man.
No, it's not. It's not. We're not trying to play games. We're trying to.
That's right.
We're trying to live.
I play for keeps.
Sincere information. We're trying to be loving, connected, kind. You know. The what?
What?
All right, he's done, folks. We love you.
Thank you for listening to The Apprenticeship Diaries.
Bye.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening. You can find The Apprenticeship Diaries on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our IG is the_apprenticeship_diaries. If you would like to offer constructive criticism or an interview, drop us an email at theapprenticeshipdiaries@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from our listeners.